Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been Milli Vanilli, right? Lip sync with the songs like this.
But you can't sing when you're lip syncing.
Oh.
You would still sing. Would just doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's the story. Remember the story of me going to Baghdad with Tony Orlando and some other people that were celebrities to do, we on a mission from God, as it were, taking over. This was during sort of the last throes of the occupation of Iraq by American forces. And so I was invited to go. We had 16 or 17 people that went over, bringing things to the children in classrooms in Iraq, and bringing health stuff to the hospitals in Iraq. And then there was a USO tour that Tony was doing, and he asked me to be the announcer. So I was the announcer for him and the singers and the musicians, and he did all of his hits. And I was in the background with a microphone down by my side when I introduced him and then introduced members of the group. And then I started singing along with him and his songs. And he could hear me as I was singing, because the microphone wasn't shut off.
It was
just
funny.
Down on my side. And he looked over at me as I was singing. I think it was Don. Don wasn't there, but Don was his accompanying group, but he had a couple of singers with him. And I think it was Knock Three Times we were singing. And
can you not sing along to that one?
Exactly, right. But he was smiling, and he motioned to me to come out on stage and sing with him, and I didn't do that. Maybe I should have, but it was silly. He said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice." But I knew all the words. That was what was so much fun. And I'm watching the soldiers out there, probably 400 or 500 soldiers who are out. This is, again, soldiers that are stationed in Baghdad. And we went to 4 different camps, I think, during that adventure. And they would all sing along. Yeah, that's what the good stuff is. When you got a singer like, oh, everybody knows those songs. Tie a yellow ribbon on an old oak tree. Everybody knows that song, right? So how can you not sing along with it? And that's what makes it so much fun. So anyway, that's my sing along with Mitch story, or sing along with Doug, or sing along with Tony story. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, looking at progress, trying to find things where there is progress. Because, I don't know, you look at it, there are some people who say, well, there's failure, or there's victory. And so maybe if you were to dice, what do they call it, parsing words, that's what Clinton did with the meaning of is, remember? You probably don't remember, James, you know who Bill Clinton is, right? James Collins is.
Do I know who Bill Clinton is?
Yeah, I just want to check and make sure I'm on the same plane here. I'm on the same planet.
But wait, what was the is thing, though?
Well, when he was being scrutinized for his extracurricular activity, he was impeached. And one of the things that came up during the trial, during his impeachment, they were getting down to the nitty-gritty, and they were trying to come up with a meaning for the word is. What is the meaning of is? And it got pretty silly.
Yeah, I bet SNL had a fun time with it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I remember all of that stuff that was going on. I don't remember the is thing.
Is, you're right. It was is. All right, so anyway, let's talk about progress. Is it that less failure equals progress? If you are underperforming and getting to the point of almost, let's say you're a salesperson and you're on the road and you can't sell and you feel like a failure, and then you all of a sudden sell something to someone. Does that mean that you're less of a failure? And isn't that progress? If you can't sell or haven't been selling, and then you sell something, that's progress, right?
Yes.
Look at it that way. Yeah. Teams, they're, you know, you've got to have put a team together. You've got to have all people that are playing together. That's what a team is about. And so when I look at the United Auto Workers reaching an agreement with the Ford Motor Company, they have been on strike for 40 days and 40 nights. Aha! Some religious significance to this. Anyway, they seem to have worked out an agreement with FOMO Co. That's the Ford Motor Company. You got that, right?
You start to say FOMO, and I'm thinking fear of missing out.
Well, no, but that's the Ford Motor Company is known as FOMO Co.
FOMO Co.
Right. Yep. So what happens here, apparently, this is a big deal. Ford workers are going to have a big pay jump over the next 4 years. And apparently the union did pretty well. This is going to be the biggest pay raise that they've had in over 20 years. That is in terms of not dollars and cents, but in terms of the percentages, right? And you look around, this is a 4.5-year deal, by the way. 25% general wage increase. And if you look at that, this is kind of interesting. Go back 20 years. That's why I use the 20 years. Go back 20 years. This raise that they have gotten now is more than what they were being paid 22 years ago. Think of it. Does that register? Think about it. They got more money over the next 4.5 years as a raise, an increase, than they were being paid in actuality 22, 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
Now, this is going to be interesting to see how General Motors and Chrysler work it out, because once one of these things is done, once somebody hiccups or blinks, that's basically what Ford did, although the union was asking about 40%, and they got 25%, so, you know, you always ask for more than you know you're going to get. So the increase for those who work in that Ford plant is down the street from the airport in Cleveland. Is that that's a Ford plant, isn't it, or is it a GM plant? I'm trying to remember. They make the engines
Ford.
Sit there.
It's a Ford plant. Big Ford plant. Yeah. West of Cleveland.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the good news for people, and that's progress, right? To this point, they had failed in coming up with an agreement, but now they have success. Progress. Yippee! Okay. Funny story about Donald Trump. I don't know, I'm talking about Trump more today than I usually do.
I noticed.
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you got to go
trying
along.
Reach the weekly quota in one day.
Yeah, right. You got to go along to get along. Well, we'll talk a lot about him on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, as we always do. Anyway, there's a story from a book that's out called What's Left Unsaid, My Life at the Center of Power, Politics, and Crisis. And this is written by one of the people who was an aide to Trump. I'm trying to remember her name, but I don't remember it anyway. So the story is that Governor Cuomo was having a meeting with President Trump. And Trump says, let's play a prank on your brother. And so apparently they tried to get on the air. Trump tried with Governor Cuomo. This is Melissa DeRosa, by the way, who is the aide. She's the one who wrote the book. Trump says, what's Chris's number? He picked up the phone. This is in the Oval Office. They're having a meeting and they're eating a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like kids wanting to prank call people.
Right, exactly.
But
what
I kind of love this. Like, I really kind of love this.
Yeah, right. Your brother, what's his number? It wouldn't be hilarious if we prank called him right now while he's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Cuomo couldn't read. He had the number, but when you go to see the president, they take your phone away from you. You can't bring a phone into the Oval Office. So Trump says, come on, this will be fun. Governor Cuomo said, I don't have my phone and I don't know what the number is. And then so Trump relented and said, it would have been funny. Yada, yada, yada. I think that's kind of fun.
Page somebody and be like, bring the man his phone.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're the president. Bring the phone into the office, for God's sakes. Anyway. And you wouldn't have think, if you listen, this is the thing about politics. They fight, fuss. With Trump, it's harder to be friends or friendly. But Cuomo is the governor of New York when Trump was in his heyday, in a manner of speaking. And so they had to have been, dollar for donuts, Trump gave whatever the max was to Cuomo's campaign. And so, they were friendly and in the opposite sides of the political spectrum. But it does show the human side. As much as it's so easy to look at Trump and demonize him, the other side of it is, we all have a sense of humor. You can see him, actually. You can see the look on his face. Oh, come on. Let's call him. It'll be fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Too.
And I bet that story, really ticks a lot of people off of, a president should not be acting that way in the Oval Office. Can we just acknowledge that humans are humans and sometimes that people just want to have fun? And when it comes to, prank calling, yeah, that's pretty immature. But when it's someone you know, it was the dude's brother. Come on.
Yeah. I would do that in a second. In a heartbeat. Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Huh? Why not? One of the things about the agreement with Ford that was a sticky wicket was electric cars and how they're going to build them. So they got the 25% raise, but they had to give in a little bit on, robots making these electric cars because it requires fewer workers to make the electric cars. So, interesting when you put it in that perspective. But good for them. One less item to distract us, right, from the realities of the day. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If I'm splitting hairs on the time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Mike's. I mean, I never call you Mike because nobody calls you Mike. You're called Michael.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been called Mike?
Yeah, the first half of my career, I was Mike Harrison. That was when my rock and roll days. When I got more involved in talk, I started to become Michael.
Michael, yes.
But,
all right. No, I think it's better. Are you in my mind? You're a Michael, not a Mike.
Uh-huh.
So
Douglas.
Having said that, I'm a Dudley.
that's a great name, Dudley.
Mm-hmm. I told you what happened with that. When I went to college, they were all looking for nicknames. And instead of calling me Dudley, they didn't know what to do in Ohio with Dudley. They never saw a Dudley before, so I became Dud. That was my nickname when I was pledging. And Dud turned to Doug because it was easier. People didn't really hear Dud. They heard, Doug, and that sort of stuck. And when I went on the radio in Ohio, I was going to school, I became Doug. And so the Doug stuck. If you will. I don't mean, what would it be like? How would it be different if it were the Good Day program with Dudley Steffen?
Wow, that's back to what, if we lost the war, would we be speaking German? You know,
it's like, I remember.
I have to get a 30-second story in here. When
yes.
We did that major radio promotion with the Clinton White House to talk about Hillary's new medical propositions.
Right. Yep.
We had about 100 talk show hosts from around the country. This is in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all. You know, piled up at the gate to get
Yang
in.
Yang was there, yes.
And Yang you had there. To hand your driver's license to the. They don't mess at the White House.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
You know, and they start calling everybody by their legal names. And,
oh, right.
And several hosts. I remember one woman, woman. In the business, was totally freaked out that her real name was being announced to her colleagues. But I remember when they said your name, and I heard it out of the corner of my eye, at my ear, and it was Dudley Steffen. And I said to myself, Dudley?
You didn't know.
Doug's name is Dudley, mm-hmm. but I didn't know it was your first name. So mm-hmm. I thought your name was Stephen Dudley. That's and I for years I believe yeah. that was your
real name.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you
Stephen
go. See?
Dudley.
Got it. Straighten that all out.
You were talking. You're about to get us into the conversation about Maine.
Yes, where the state you and I were talking off the air about the feds getting involved in this. Lewiston, Maine, quiet mid-central Maine community. I at first speculated that this might have had something to do with the 4,000 plus Somalis who have moved into Lewiston, Maine. I'm not sure that's the case at the moment, because when you look at the sort of randomness, or was it random, of going to the bowling alley and then the restaurant, this guy obviously was out of his mind. The government knew he was out of his mind. They had him in treatment for weeks during the summer, and they still didn't take his guns away. Man, there's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen there. Uh-huh. It seemed to me this is so preventable. So preventable.
Well, I mean, I find there's a hesitancy now on the part of all parties to even begin talking about guns.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, why talk about guns? There's nothing that can be said. So any substantive political discussion coming from these mass shootings has now been watered down further to mm-hmm. just being our thoughts and our prayers are with the families.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm telling you, it's frustrating.
Sure is. All right, 28 past the hour here on the countdown. We continue.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LI. INZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli military aircrafts attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed, while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war since the October 7th attack. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel, start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
In a surprise announcement during a speech at a Republican-Jewish coalition event on Saturday, Mike Pence has dropped out of the race for the presidential election.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Who's this? Diana Ross?
Donna Summers.
Donna Summer, okay. You know how much she sounds like Jay? Jay talking. I've not heard you sing, but her voice as she sings this, she sounds like Diana Ross, too. Donna Summer from Boston, a big disco queen in the 70s and 80s.
Iconic.
She's great.
Who's the one? No More Tears, Enough is Enough.
Yeah, right. And there's plenty of good stuff from Donna Summer, including that Focus on Fall on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I just read, you know how we occupy our time. Sometimes I'm usually getting something to eat, and I grab. Sometimes I'm reading while I'm eating. So I just read. So this could be the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear all day from anybody on any radio program. Do you know? This tells you the kind of stuff that I read. I'm looking at a farm paper called Country Folks. And in Country Folks this week is a focus on pizza partners for the dairy industry. And in this informative treatise on pizza as the fact that every year in the United States of America, we eat 12 million tons of cheese on pizza.
That is a pretty lucrative business for the dairy industry. What do you think
about
it?
Yeah, it's great. Cheese is where you get cheese out of milk that's not good enough to be milk. That is, to be pasteurized and sold as milk, so they make it into cheese. Sometimes there's a cheese plant in Western Massachusetts. I'm talking about conventional cheese, where they bring the milk that may be tainted a little bit. Sometimes something happens to a load of milk, and they have to do something with it, so they offload it at the cheese plant. And so I'm thinking about this as I look at how much it's hard to believe that this much cheese is eaten on a pepperoni pizza. But some of these thick pizzas, you know, that have the almost two sides of the crust. There's thin pizza and there's thick pizza.
Oh, yes, and then the stuffed crust.
Right. But also cheese, when you get the cheese that's, they bread it and they fry it. What's that called?
Mozzarella
sticks? Sticks, that's it, yeah. That's part of this stuff. But cheese used in these things, 12 million tons of cheese. Okay. Have a pizza tonight. Right? All right, let's see here. Well, I suppose that's, in a manner of speaking, that's a great example of when life brings you lemons, you make lemonade out of it, right? That's a,
yeah.
The milk's no good for being bottled, but you can make cheese out of it because of the way they process it. So it's a good thing. Here's another example of that, making lemonade out of lemons. This is one of the, it's been described anyway as one of the last great firsts, the passage from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean up in the Canadian Arctic. And imagine that you're up there and you're rowing a boat. This is the first. Why would anybody do this? But, you know, there's always a challenge. Somebody, hey, has anybody ever rowed a boat up in the Arctic between the Pacific Ocean where it meets the Atlantic Ocean? It's called the Northwest Passage. And nobody had ever done it. So here are these three guys and a woman, Wes Hansen, Eileen Visser, Mark Agnew, and Jeff Wustel. They have called themselves the Arctic Cowboys. They've become the first to make the crossing with kayaks.
Wow.
You gotta be nuts.
Yes.
Right? The frigid water.
Oh, that just seems so cold.
Oh, horrors. They paddled 1,600 miles. Man, these guys have got to be in great shape. Take a look at this, the back on and the arms on these people. They got to have something really going for them. What the heck did they eat when they're out there in these boats? Right? Just think about how this gets done, how much planning it had to take to be able to do this. And they used it to raise money they got sponsors out of it. They used it for a couple of things that were important to them. They had to have had a lot of bad weather, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the guy, the explorer who led this team from Texas, but he's done in the Amazon River, the whole 4,000-mile path before
he
traveled that once.
Yeah, but at least it was warm down there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to them. Hi to the folks listening on KFAR. How do you do? And KAOI and KLCK. All folks that are listening, I want to say hi to Frank Miller. We are in the midst of changing a few things with the program, the delivery of the program, that sort of thing. And Frank Miller, who runs one of the radio stations that carries the program, sent a very nice note. And I thought I would read this because I appreciated it. We've carried your show for many years. You and your team do a phenomenal job. That's always nice to read. Isn't it nice to hear from anybody, no matter what your business is, no matter what's going on? And
well, and how easily people, whenever they like go to a restaurant, or they have an experience somewhere, the only reviews that are ever left are
the bad ones.
Reviews. Yeah.
I hated that place. Ah,
yes,
nice.
Yeah.
No, good. All right, so we're bouncing back here. I wonder how bad Vlad is doing. Speaking of bouncing back, there was a rumor that he'd had a major heart attack. And I don't know whether he did or he didn't. They're not going to tell you whether he did or he didn't.
I was going to say, we would never know that for sure.
No, of course not. Not unless he was dead.
Even then, I could totally see them pulling a Dave moment with a Dave movie, mm-hmm. where they just hire somebody else that looks like him to stand in his place for a little bit.
Yeah. There's probably somebody who's got an iron mask on someplace. Could be a puppet, right? Or maybe they did like the Rock. Remember the other day we were talking about the Rock's new, his wax, the image of him in a wax museum, and it isn't mm-hmm. him. Doesn't look like him
there
at all.
There was zero, yeah. It did not resemble him at all.
No, but could they do that for Bad Vlad? And if so, how would it look? Anyway, so I guess if it wasn't a bad heart attack. He's had a heart attack under a lot of stress, yada, yada. So, but think about what would happen if he actually did have a heart attack under the circumstances. You know, what's going on in Ukraine? This is number three on the trending list today, the war. And what happens if, because these reports were unconfirmed when they started spreading around the usual social media stuff, the rumor came out of the Sky News box, and then there were a number of foreign outlets that picked this up, that Putin had suffered a heart attack.
But you notice they all used, quote-unquote, unconfirmed reports.
Right, but he was dead, and apparently they resuscitated him, and he has some kind of cancer. Wasn't there a rumor about that last year? Some kind of cancer.
I don't know. That's the thing. There's always these rumors, and sometimes you think, well, where there's smoke, there's fire, and of course that nobody would ever confirm this, and so then the rumor flies harder because he did probably
have a heart attack. I'm going to guess.
Also, I feel like I don't know. I don't believe it. I'm not sure. I think he did. I think it's just one of those things that people just keep spreading these rumors.
Yeah. All right. So anyway. There's
wishful thinking. If we say it, it may come to be.
Yeah,
is that one of the things that some people are?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why we just didn't put a bullet in his head a long time ago as this thing got started. We certainly have done that with plenty of other people around the world.
Yeah, but they weren't leaders. They were.
They weren't politicians? Osama? Well, Osama bin Laden, he was still active running Al-Qaeda or whatever the hell it was that he ran. So, you know, I think you can get rid of anybody you want to if you put your mind to it. Between Mossad,
but aren't there
CIA.
The UN legalities and stuff? Like, Osama bin Laden wasn't a president or anything like that.
That may be. I'm not sure that all the countries in the world
he was the leader of an unofficial organization.
He at least should be in The Hague in Brussels on trial for war crimes. That hasn't happened either. Why is the question. But it also raises the question of what happens if he does. He's going to croak someday. So who's behind him? Who succeeds him if he croaks? And understanding what goes on inside the Kremlin, there are people, there are committees, there are people who spend their entire career, security officials, who study things like this to figure out what our next, like a game of chess, what's the next move? So Putin's dead, some new guy comes in, it's like we keep talking about that fat little crapper in North Korea, and what happens if he goes, his sister is next in line and she's worse than he is. So it's knowing those things the government, the CIA, they study all of these people. They know who's around the corner, and they know who's next. And they've already started trying to figure out how to maneuver the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. So anyway, I find it interesting, as you say, all of the stuff that gets spread around, it may or may not be true. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Okay, so is this true? Let's bring it back home. There's a panel in the House this week asking questions about a $200,000 check that was written from one Biden to another Biden. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with that, says a Joe Biden spokesman. The check came from James Biden. The Committee on Oversight is looking into this $200,000 personal check. This is his brother, by the way. James Biden is Joe's brother. Also, I guess there was a check from the sister-in-law, the wife of James. It was labeled a loan repayment. Nothing stinky about that.
And all of these loan repayments came all at the same time?
I know. It's just Joe had a lot of dough, and he decided to help his family out, and he loaned money to everybody. Good for
and
you.
And they were all able to pay back at the same time.
Yeah, and they all paid it back at the same time. Isn't that great? Congratulations. What a great family. Super duper. All right, so anyway, the stink patch still exists, right? What else do you call it? It's a stink patch. These guys, and they're all the same. I shouldn't say it's not fair to say they're all the same. But people keep saying Trump, he's wonderful, and Biden is a bum. He's a crook. They're both crooks. I don't know whether they're both bums or not, but they. And why do they? Do you have to be a crook to get to the apex of this kind of power? Is that how you get there? I remember Richard Nixon. James, you remember who Richard Nixon is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just checking. Make sure you know who Richard Nixon is.
I feel very targeted.
I'll bet you if you went into the archives, you could find a piece of audio from Nixon saying he was not a crook.
Let me get to work on that.
There's some place in there, I am not a crook. I never did voices well. I can't do Nixon. Anyway, but... most of us who were around remember when he was accused of being a crook. He's the president. You get everybody that's been president. The only person that I can remember who was never accused of being a crook was Dwight Eisenhower. The Kennedy family was crooked. I don't know that John, well, maybe, they, but the old man was as crooked as
he had his own daughter lobotomized.
Yeah, well,
for having her own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, well, she was interested in sex, and he didn't like that, so he had a lot of lobotomized. And none of the brothers said a word. Never. They never talked about it. I think Jackie O once talked about it, or wrote about it in a book. But it was secondhand knowledge because she didn't know about it until after she married JFK. Anyway, all right, where's that? I can tell that we've got a I'm not a crook thing coming from someplace. But we got to stop because it's 48 past the hour. We'll find it.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now this is one that you recognize, a John Williams theme. From one of the greatest movies, I get tears in my eyes and emotional because this was such a sweet movie. The idea of an extraterrestrial who would be friendly, and an era in the movies when E.T.'s extraterrestrials were like the monster in the Black Lagoon or whatever. There are all kinds of portrayals of aliens as bad guys. Look out, they're going to kill you, yada, yada, yada.
Like Independence Day.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's from the same era. All right, so we have E.T. in our ears. What do we got going on here, Chucker?
This day in movie history, October 27th, 1988, which was 6 years after its theatrical release, E.T. was released on home video, VHS, and it had an advance sales of 14 million copies. And why I find that interesting, twofold, because of the way movies are released now. You got day-to-day, and then you got 17-day windows from theatrical to pay-per-view, and then you go bouncing to streaming, and really Blu-ray and DVD have become an afterthought, but there really is no more VHS. There's no home video. It's DVD or Blu-ray. But I think I stated this on the show a few weeks ago. Target and Best Buy, as of next year, 2024, most likely will not carry DVDs and Blu-rays. It's all going to be the digital format. I mean, they're not going to go away. I mean, you'll probably be able to get a Blu-ray or a DVD to some extent from Amazon, but I know I'm doing some promotions here, not on purpose, but the idea is DVD and Blu-ray physical content, most likely, for most people, will be passé.
Really? With you? Will it be passé with you?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't, got to be honest with you, I don't think I've bought a Blu-ray, and I probably have at my house probably about 300 to 500 Blu-ray and DVDs from many years ago. I still have laser discs in my closet, collecting a lot of dust in a cardboard box. But I haven't bought a new Blu-ray probably in 3 years. I mean, listen, you go on your streaming TV, your smart TV, and you basically could store anything you want at the touch of a remote control.
I like going to the movies, thanks.
It happened.
Watch regular TV and go to the movies. That's me. The old timer way of doing it. All right.
You know, so I actually was doing some research. In 1985, there was still only three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And then a year later, Fox started their network, which has done very well. Now we have four major networks, but everything bounces. If you air a TV show on NBC, like Chicago Fire or LA Law, you know, next day or even night of, it's on Peacock, so it streams. This and they count the viewership by the week and the month, not by the night.
Yeah. All right. What's new this weekend at the box office?
Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based on a very popular video game. It's PG-13. It's what they call a tweener. It's not a hard R horror movie, but sort of like a little bit of scares for a younger teenage crowd, which I think it's geared to. Reviews are somewhat tepid. Having said that, it's still tracking over $50 million. It's going to challenge Taylor Swift's concert film and Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. But Five Nights at Freddy will be number one come Monday morning. Got an interesting story here. I was reading in the trade, The Wrap, stating on the Hollywood strike, they state from, they say, quote, reliable sources, that if the strike is not settled as of next week, that the studios will fold their tent and not negotiating more till at least January of 2024, because they would deem the fall television season dead, and a lot of movies that would be released January, February dead, and that's all bad, Doug.
Not good. No, for those of us who like watching, like, regular TV.
I mean, for people who work in the industry, for theater owners, for people who work in theaters.
Bad news.
And you can lay it straight
at the feet of the people running these production companies. And it's just the people that don't care, the bosses.
It appears that they set a clock, and the studios certainly can survive with little effect in their mind, at least until 2024. Because if they couldn't, they certainly wouldn't go in this direction.
Yeah, you would think
they want what they want, whatever that is. They want it.
All right. The survey of Gen Z says they want less sex in movies. I don't know who they're talking to, but.
Yeah,
what that means, right?
I like that idea.
Less,
I think that's a good idea, actually.
Well, it depends on what it is. If it's wanting sex and it's just there, it's like swearing. It's the same thing. Gets your attention, but then where do you go with it? Okay, there you go. Food for thought. Chuck Curry here at 59 Past on Good Day.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.